I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And where we want to be is mothers, and Mother's Day is always such a special, special thing. And it's always important about the gifts that your children give you, but sometimes you don't get exactly what you've been hoping for.
Mother's Day can be tough. You know, it can be tough to live up. I think that Mother's Day is an evolving thing in life where you want certain things at different times in your life, right? I mean, when you have really little ones, I think you just want time to yourself. That's what most mothers want. I mean, I don't want my husband to get me any sort of gift. I mean, I guess flowers are nice or a card is nice. But what I really want is just time and the pressure lifted off of me for a day.
Well, you know, because I know I've told you this story, but I'll share it with everybody else. My mother's Mother's Day tradition. And I hope she doesn't mind that I'm going to share it.
Do it.
So from a very young age, my mother would just leave.
Yeah.
And she would take her bike and she would go for a long bike ride. She would come back at about 6 or 7 that night. She would just take the day. And I understand it now. As a little kid, I don't think I understood it quite.
Yeah,
because you had all these gifts that you had made at school. I could want to give you the ashtray, Mom. You can tell it's the 70s.
Yeah, totally.
We're making our moms ashtrays. Now I get it. And I think there was not a big surprise in our family that we tend to do things in the extreme. I think there was a different way that could have been done where with communication, you can say, I love you little ones, but Mama's going to go do something sort of quiet today.
Yeah, yeah.
And that the husband sort of takes over, or somebody, you know, if you're a single mom raising your kids, that somebody takes your kids for a bit of the day so you can have that time away. Because I agree, especially when they were little, I just needed just a little time.
I know. That's what you always feel like. You just want time. And for me, even better, is time in my own house by myself. I mean,
they need to leave.
Yeah, you know, I take vacation days. I try to do one a quarter if I can swing it, depending on how much vacation I have. So I try to do like, I don't know, at least 2 or 3 a year where I take the day off and I am home by myself.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
to me is
like
the greatest luxury. And then I'd like to just putter around my house and I rearrange things and I usually cook and I usually read cookbooks and have, you know, some sort of podcast or music going in the background.
Right.
Best of the Nest is a good one.
There you go. Nice, Elizabeth.
All those things just to have that time to be alone and at peace. I mean, you know, I take my daughter's birthday off work, which is January 2nd, and I stay home by myself and I send her to school as normal because her birthday is January 2nd. And so we've had a week and a half off with the holidays where we've been home and she's been out of school. So she loves to go to daycare on her birthday because she gets a special chair. And then she gets so excited. She gets to pick out a special outfit. She wears it to daycare. And then when she comes home, Mama has made her whatever her favorite meal is.
And it's all done.
Yes. And it's all ready to go. And she's so happy and so excited. And then I get the day that I became a mother as a day to just like do what I want to do.
That's so interesting. I have never had that thought before.
Yeah.
That their birthdays are the day you became a mother.
You know, for my 30th birthday, I took my mom to get facials with me. And because I was like, this is the 30th anniversary of you becoming a mother. This is like a bigger deal for you than it is for me.
Oh my God. That's like one of the most beautiful thoughts.
Your birthday is way more of a bigger deal for your mom than it is for you. And your dad,
God.
But I mean, we are coming from a mother perspective because that's what we are. And
You've kind of blown my mind. Because it makes me want, on my birthday's in June, I want to do something for my mom.
Yeah. Especially if you're, you know, I'm the oldest. So when you're the oldest, too, it's even more so because...
Oh, that's such an oldest thing to say.
I know it is. But it is because, well, think about it.
It's the first time.
It's the first. It's like the real shift. I mean, that's like the real kick in the gut of like, man, things are different now than they were before. But on your birthday, maybe think about your mother. Make Mother's Day something where you think about your mom. But
actually, I love that so much. That's the Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the true Mother's Days. That's really beautiful. But we were talking about in the earlier podcast this week, we were talking about consumerism and some of the lessons that you took away from having spent some time in Norway and the simplicity of their lives and the simplicity of the small towns and all those things. But it's funny because Mother's Day is often about stuff. What's the gift you're going to get for Mother's Day?
For sure.
And when the kids are little, obviously for most mothers, you get great things that the kids have made. But I would always, and again, this just shows I'm sort of a brat, I think, that I would always buy myself something on Mother's Day.
It's great.
Just to make sure that I had something that I knew I really, really wanted.
I know.
What would that be for you on Mother's Day? If you could just buy yourself anything that you're dreaming of having right now.
Oh, gosh. Listen, I'm in such a buying everything mode right now because of this kitchen remodel. So It's like it's all just showing up. But a really great treat. Oh, man. What do I really? I'm kind of in like a zone of not really needing much. Feels good. Feels
See,
great.
See, I'm until I tell you what I want. And then you're going to want it.
What is it?
So the new Target summer plate line.
Yes, it's so cute.
Designed by your friend.
Oh, yay, Patty.
Yes.
Patty Wagner.
I just saw it at Target.
She's fabulous.
It's so cute, and it's all birds.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to want it
all
for
right,
Mother's Day.
Now I want it for Mother's Day.
And the plates are like $2 a piece.
Yeah.
Which speaks to, again, be mindful when you buy, but these are adorable.
Really sweet.
Consistently inconsistent.
Okay, good. We're going to find those plates. I like that so much. You know, yeah. And I do want to say, too, before we wrap up the nest, Marjorie, that As we are a few days out from Mother's Day, I know Mother's Day can be complicated, too, because there are people who are wishing that they were with their mothers or maybe Don't have the relationship with their mothers that they want, or they would love to be a mother, and that is not happening for them right now. So in all the fun and the kind of can we just be alone and all that stuff? I mean, just some acknowledgement that I know that Mother's Day can be complicated and it can.
You know,
and we have that in our own home where we are missing one of our mothers. And it's always a hard reminder of that loss on that day. And so I hope that a few days out, you're feeling some peace and was able to maybe experience Mother's Day by connecting with either what is in yourself or what is in someone else that you love that is the nurturer in your life.
If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. If you are super motivated, give us a review at Apple Podcasts. Thank you to L. Meyer 28. She wrote this, Elizabeth. I am much like Elizabeth. Kids the same age, working mom, building my own brand and business, trying to cultivate a stable and loving home for my husband and children. This is the conversation that I have been dying to be a part of.
Oh, well, now I'm crying.
Isn't that sweet? And she said, note, my jaw dropped when I finally heard Itchy and Scratchy's real names. I'm such a longtime fan.
It's Gar and Campbell. Can you believe it? We get to know their real names.
I thought that was very sweet. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's so sweet. That literally made me cry. Oh, gosh. Mm. Please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best to the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie 1. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We're loving it. We're just loving this time with you. Thanks, Marjorie.
Thank you. Have a great day.